the big change, what we've been alluding to, is Ronald Acuna is going to come back sooner rather than later. It sure seems like that. What is it? May 6th date?
May 6th.
Is what they're circling. No, it's not going to be any earlier than that, I don't think, you know, even with the fact of, you know, I mean, Acuna looked great last night. And then, of course, he does my favorite thing ever for a player who's experienced an injury. I think I'm stronger than I was before. You know, yes, I'm coming.
Best shape of his life.
Best shape of his career. Best shape of his life. Absolutely. It's funny because it's one of those. Maybe, Ronald, you're just working out the most that you ever have. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's like the thing about Ronald that
he's got a lot of testosterone pumping through the system right now. He's been doing a lot of upper body.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, it's
a lot of chest and arms.
Exactly. You know, like I love him to death. I don't think he's necessarily the most mature individual, and I know that always makes me sound like such I'm anti Ronald Acuna or anything.
Okay, boomer.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Okay, boomer.
Yeah. You know, I feel so bad like being like that, but seeing what he did yesterday and what I'm sure he's going to continue to do with Gwinnett is no reason to be like, oh, okay, next week. I mean, yeah. Bring him up next week. You don't know.
Literally what I was asked this morning.
Yeah. Well,
if he could come back next week.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. And because it's one of those like, well, you're only talking about holding him out 1 week longer than that. And it's like, yes, but how about let's follow a deadline? Let's follow a game plan. I'm not like, this is so far different from like a Mike Soroka situation or anything like that. So there's no need to make those comparisons, but it's just like you have a date, stick with it and let him build up his body and his endurance, as he plays lesser competition.
Let's remember that these are literally his first swings of the season. Like this is his first game action of the season. This is his spring training.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they kind of planned it for 3 weeks, because that's like a solid spring training for a lot of hitters, you know? So I think that is reason alone why you would want to keep him down there just to get him in a good rhythm. Injury aside, I mean, just to reflect on that, I mean, he looked good. Like, the knee looked good. Physically, he does look solid. And he had a nice ringing double that was nearly a homer last night in his first game,
yeah.
Which would have been incredible for him if he would have hit a home run. I can't imagine what the reaction would have been, but still extremely encouraging signs from him. I think that's the biggest point to make about Ronald at this point, is that physically he looks good. Mentally, he sounds good. I think he's extremely happy. I saw there was like pictures. He was hanging around for a long time after the game,
yeah,
signing autographs for fans and stuff
awesome.
Last night, which is always great to see. I do want to mention something about, you know, like people talk about his immaturity or whatever. That's like, it's, while there's obviously a negative side to that, it's also one of the reasons we love him.
I know.
You know, it's like, and it's one, it's kind of part of what makes him as a player, you know, he plays so freely and with a real kind of character that, no other major leaguer has. It's like unique to him, the way he plays the game, which is so fun. But yeah, I mean, it's good. About whether he might come back early, I think it's possible he could come back before May 6th if he's playing really well, if he looks great. Maybe they do something with him around the time where rosters get trimmed on May 2nd. That's why I was kind of curious. I guess because of the way the schedule aligns is why they said the 6th. But I could see him coming back on the 2nd if maybe it makes some roster adjustments easier or beneficial to the team in one way or another. But beyond that, I would not expect anything. Let him be. Leave him be. Be extremely grateful to the Lord above that he's able to come back on May 6th after having had surgery in late July last year.
And so May 6th also lines up with a homestand that the Braves would then start. I think that's important too. People may say, well, it doesn't matter. Get him back as soon as he can. I think there is something important to making his first game back be at home in front of the fans. There was a little mishap, I will say, on opening day where I think he should have been at the stadium to get his recognition for what he did for that World Series team last year, mm-hmm. even though he wasn't on the field. You know, he was obviously injured.
It was a total mistake. He was at the stadium that day. He was just told he could go home, so that's what he did. He didn't even realize that they were going to be doing that thing.
Yeah, and you have to imagine, like, the staffer that told him that, you know, probably not in really the position to give those orders.
Yeah, wasn't thinking about pregame ceremonies. Yeah, there was probably, I think it was probably a trainer that was like, all right, you're done, you're good to go, you know, and so.
But it's also one of those, so, like, he hasn't been able to be at home at Truist Park to get the love and recognition that he deserves. Yeah. And so I would just, it makes sense that you want to wait until you get a homestand before, you know, having that moment for him, which is why you're going to, you know, wait until all the way until that Friday.
Caleb, I'm really curious because this is only the tip of the iceberg in terms of, oh, well, he should be coming back now. You know, think about, like, let's say in a week, let's say the Braves have kind of a down week.
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't. But let's say maybe they win some games, but like Rosario is still not hitting, or they, you know, there's some catastrophes defensively out there. And Acuna has hit like two homers in his last two games and is like just looking amazing. Like, I feel like this is only the beginning of what is going to just like continue to snowball this in terms of just the dialogue in the Twitter sphere around the team, you know, wanting him back. So brace yourself for those urges. And I have the urges as well. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not here to like scold anybody for like feeling like they want Ronald Acuna in the team. Like, I do too. Yeah. And it's going to be hard to wait these 3 weeks, but at least we get to watch him play baseball somewhere.
Absolutely. I think the exciting thing now is that, you know, we have a homestand coming up with some very winnable games. Specifically the Marlins and the Cubs coming up. It feels like this is a good time to get the ball rolling.
Yeah, start winning series. Go on that. What the Braves almost consistently always do is they go on a run of just like winning series after series after series. So this is a great opportunity for that.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to get to, Joe, before we get out of here?
We can get out of here.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Batter Up. For my co-host, Joe Patrick, I'm Caleb Johnson. Have a good one.